Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the studio. Hopefully you can hear me all right. I was on the phone before, and I was getting a little feedback. You know, I just need a new phone. Now apparently I need a new computer as well. So I have to tell you, I did something horribly wrong to my computer last Monday. And, you know, I tried like heck to reinstall from the hard drive backup. External hard drive backup. Let's be very specific there. So I have to tell you, I couldn't do it. It wouldn't allow me to. And then, of course, I hit some other button, and then it wouldn't even, like, acknowledge that the thing was plugged in. So I decided to take it to my brother's house and have my nephew take a look. And he and I together, well, I have to say, I let him do it, but watching him, the minute it plugged in, I guess letting it rest for a day or two, it recognized it. And so he was able to go back and install the last time I did a hard drive backup, which was like May 18th. So we went back to that time. So, of course, that means that I lost a handful of pictures that were, of course, gloves. So I have to say that I probably only lost about 10 glove pictures, which I can live with. But I'm having so many other issues. Anyway, so we couldn't get it to recognize the Bluetooth, which is where this all went wrong in the first place, because all I wanted to do was listen to music in my apartment from my computer, because I have a lot of music on my computer, and I just wanted to play on my wireless. I don't want to listen on the computer. I want to hear it in the apartment louder, because I like loud music. Anyway, so I made an appointment with Apple. And I get there, and I have to tell you, I was a little discombobulated. So Monday, I ended up getting there an hour early, but they were able to take me before my appointment, but not exactly when I came in. So I was actually leaving when my appointment was. So as I'm sitting there waiting, I decided that I'm going to plug in the computer and just take a look at it, because I hadn't messed around with it now for another day or two. And then I have to tell you that I was able to find and fix the Bluetooth thing all by myself. Yeah, I could be a genius in that stupid car. Anyway, so I was able to fix it, and then they said, there's nothing wrong with this computer except it's slow, it needs more RAM, blah, 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 and more storage, and eventually you're going to need a new computer. And the guy is telling me that I could get more life out of my computer. So I said, what do I have to do? He said, well, you have to go to this store, he gives me an address, and he tells me, you have to buy this type of RAM, and they'll install it there. Okay, fine. So he ran a diagnostic, and he said everything came up straight across the board, green check, so it's all okay. Okay, fine. So I take my computer and the piece of paper, and as I'm leaving, I end up looking at the watch. And I'm talking to this other guy who works there, and he's telling me the good uses of the watch. And I'm thinking, do I really need another piece of technology? I try really hard not to wear watches as it is because, well, it's kind of a long story. And before I get into it, I guess I should do the weather really quick. So we had some really crazy rainstorms, and Texas has had enough rain to last it for a long time. And everybody's talking about drought and dryness and not having enough water. With all this rainfall, that's fresh water. So they have to devise a better way to capture the rainwater and use it as fresh water, okay, on that note. So it's actually like a real summer day today, or I should say a late spring weather day. It's not really summer yet, technically speaking. We have just another 4 days, and then it's officially summer. So it's beautiful. I actually wore shorts today, and I wore shorts yesterday, and I have to say I had a jacket, and I was a little chilly, but I did like a mile and change walk. I went to a new dentist, and I ran some errands, and I decided I was going to walk all of it because it was in my neighborhood. And rather than looking for parking and dealing with my car, I decided to put the miles on my body rather than my vehicle. I'm using myself as the vehicle. Anyway, so I managed to miss the rain all day yesterday. It was really funny. So that was a good thing. So when I left my house this morning, it was a really nice day. I could tell you that it's a little tiny bit cool, which I'm sure a lot of people like, but I'm still waiting for like hot. So anyway, that's the weather. So getting back to the Genius Bar. So see, look at that. I'm so on point today. Never really happens, does it? Woohoo! Okay. So I'm talking to this guy, and he's telling me about the computers and, you know, how long their life expectancy really is, because planned obsolescence is quite annoying. So he was telling me how he gave his cousin his old computer and kept telling her, you can update it. And she likes it as it is, and it's more than 10 years old, and it's working fine. When I showed him the piece of paper with the information that the guy at the Genius Bar gave me and told me to do, he said, oh, that'll really enhance the life. It may even extend it for like 2 to 3 years. And I'm thinking, well, that would be great. Because my nephew was like, Annalisa, you need a new computer. This is already done. Don't you know about planned obsolescence? And he didn't say it that way, but he was like, you are X amount of systems back. I am well aware of how many operating systems behind I am. I really am. I bought that computer 6 operating systems ago, and I have now updated it and accidentally updated it to the 5th. So the only one I don't have is Yosemite. And I have to tell you, the next operating system is like some Hispanic name. I can't even remember. It's not another mountain. It's like, I love the idea of viewing all the animals. And now, then I thought they were going to do like various different parks or mountains. So I was thinking that the next operating system should be called Mount Rushmore, something along that line, because they went Yosemite. Anyway, no rhyme or reason. They were on animals for a while, and now they're on to something completely different. And now for something completely different. Anyway. So this guy was like so gung-ho. He was like, I love that computer, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, well, I love this computer too. And it's a 2008 I purchased, well, I got in 2009. It was actually a gift, spectacular gift as it was. Anyway, so it's a 2008 model that was purchased brand spanking new in 2009. Now he's telling me I could get the 2013 and they'll put in the brand new operating system. It's just, you know, but it's going to be obsolete again because now they're changing the motherboard and the hard drive and everything's getting smaller and smaller. And I still like the idea of being able to slip in a CD or a DVD. And, you know, being an artist, it's so much easier to burn a DVD of your artwork rather than throw it on an external flash drive. You can't really mail a flash drive. Nobody wants that. You know, they want DVDs of your artwork or JPEGs through the internet. You know, whatever. Becky, okay. So I go to the store and I walk in. I find the place that I need to go, and I have to tell you, they had me all over that store. So I find the place where I need to be. And the two guys that are helping me are both PC people. First guy says to me, we can't put in that much RAM because this computer can't handle it because they have almost like a stop or shut off valve. And you can't disconnect it because it's sort of like intentionally put in there by Macintosh. So really talk about planned obsolescence. So now he says to me, we could do is give you half. So apparently I have 2 gigs of RAM, and now they're telling me I can ramp it up to 4. So you put in 2 twos, and it gives you 4. But they don't make it anymore, so you can't get it anymore. Don't you love that? So there is a fix, but I can't have it. And Mac won't fix it. So the Genius Bar, they won't do it. You have to take it somewhere else. And if you do anything other than, then they won't service it anymore because you've changed it. How fabulous is that? Could you just love it? could you just, I love it. I said, oh, yes, thank you so much. Okay. So after fixing my own computer, as I always seem to do, I have to tell you, you can't really pull it apart and put in the internal RAM, because of, it's not like you just pull it out and put it in. You have to really take the back off. It's all sorts of special screwdrivers and implements and tools. And anyway, I bet you my nephew could do that if I got him the tools. So there you have it. My nephew was right. Aunt Lisa needs a new computer. So let's talk about politics for a second. Ooh, taboo, right? Jeb Bush, really? Who comes up with the name for their son, Jeb? What kind of name is Jeb other than, like, mountain people, inbreds, and all kinds of crazy? Unless George, and I have to tell you, it looks like he looks so much like George W. It's like, what, did he clone himself? I'm serious. It's like you're looking at him like going, oh, God, got another Bush in the house, especially with the name Jeb. I mean, come on. That is just pathetic. Pathetic. And the other one is George. Why didn't he just do the George Foreman and name them all George? Wouldn't that have been better? And I'm thinking Jeb was, like, closest to George that he could get. Jeb, George. Jeb, George. Jeb, George. I don't know. I can't even go there. And then Trump. Okay, let's talk about this guy with that crazy comb over. To run now, too, why doesn't everybody just throw their hat in the ring? Well, he doesn't have a hat. He's got a hat of hair, right? But anyway, it's just that the whole thing is so crazy. I could do a better job. All right, go do a better job. I don't need anyone's money. Yeah, because you're so wealthy that all the time that you were having problems financially and the banks, they couldn't not give him money, because when he was having all those problems, talking about Trump, with all the casinos and all that Vegas stuff that was going on, what was it, like 8 years ago, 10 years ago, I don't know, 2 lives ago, who knows. So he was having all these issues, and the banks couldn't close him out, file for, you know, bankruptcy, because he had so much invested that it would have hurt the banks. I remember that story. I was like, what? What? What was that? That was kind of crazy. Anyway, now he's like, I don't need anyone's money. I got enough money. I'll put my own money in. Who does he think he is? Bloomberg? Yeah, Bloomberg came in and you know, you think you got enough money that you're going to be able to change everything by saying, I want to change this law. And now we have this moron who's our mayor who doesn't have anything of his own to put in, and all he's doing is following everybody else's suit. Oh, God, I have to tell you, it makes me want to leave New York just for the element of what's running New York. You know, crime was down, things were better, and I didn't like, by a long shot, Bloomberg. But crime was still at bay. It was better. It was safer. The streets were safer. It just was. And now it's like all kinds of crazy. Anyway, so that makes me a little insane. So now getting off of that subject, because I really don't want to talk about politics, because I have to tell you, like everybody else, I also have my opinion. My opinion. Get that? See, I was being very polite there. Yes, just like everybody else, I have that. Okay, anyway. So I have to tell you, there's a new company, an energy company, that's now on the rise, and they're calling themselves NRG. I love this because I've been writing energy as NRG for years. Now everybody's catching up to me, right? So Lisa has been dumbing down the English language. No, Lisa has her own way of writing. Lisa has her own language, and that's correct. So now the company's called NRG, and they're like trying to say it as NRG instead of saying energy. It's a matter of enunciation, right? It's just the way you say it. So I have to tell you, when I saw these advertisements for it, it made me laugh, and I'm thinking like, yeah, and I've been writing that. I have a painting titled that, Energy Tree, NRG Tree, NRG Tree, okay? And so now they're catching up, and everybody's like, oh, we don't understand what you're writing. Like, just read it. It's simple, you know. So I was watching a new show, which I've actually kind of gotten hooked on, called Grace and Frankie. And I have to tell you, thinking about it way back when, and my sister-in-law and I have been talking about this, and one of my friends and I have been talking about this as well, that Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda, and they were together in 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton. And they were really good together. They play well together, you know. So Lily Tomlin is the crazy, and Jane plays the straight woman to her crazy, which is really funny. And then, of course, Martin Sheen is in it. I can't remember the other guy's name because he's not as popular, but I'm terrible with names anyway, and I can't think of that actor's name. But anyway, the storyline is very, it's funny. Now, the guys don't really interest me. Their whole dynamic I find a little annoying, but the women are hysterical. The kids are really funny. The show is good. So it took me a little bit to get into it, and I have to say that I'm definitely hooked. Now, here's the funny thing. So Frankie, played by Lily Tomlin, is trying to be, you know, quite computer, phone savvy. So everybody's got a cell phone and everything's all up to speed and blah, blah, blah. And they're playing themselves in their 70s. They're not playing themselves, but they're playing characters of their age. And so Lily Tomlin is, Sam Waterston, thank you, AK. So Sam Waterston is the other guy that is the other husband that was Frankie's husband. So here's the funny thing. So she's trying to be all tech savvy with her mobile phone. And this cracks me up because, you know, my mom is pretty tech savvy with her mobile phone. And whenever my mom has a computer issue or phone issue, she calls me and I walk her through it step by step and I get her through whatever it is. Well, Frankie, Lily Tomlin, is talking about how she's sending a text to somebody, and she writes the word great, G-R-E-A-T. And she goes, oh, I should have written G-R-8. And I'm like, oh, my God, you did not say that. I've been writing great, G-R-8, for years, okay? This is not like all of a sudden. And I'm sitting there like, OMG. So now, she said that, like, I don't know, I saw this show maybe a week and a half ago. And then I'm seeing these commercials for energy all together, like, within the same month of June, from whatever, beginning of June until the 10th or something. And I'm sitting there going, like, damn it, I got to get my freaking book published, like, immediately, because soon it's going to be everybody. And I'm looking at another painting. I'm looking at the back of two paintings, okay, right here in my studio. And one of them is called Universal Energy, NRG, okay? So I have to tell you, it's time. I've been ahead of the curve for a while, and I'm not going to lose it for all these people that are now catching up and going like, oh, we can write with letters and numbers and symbols. Like, hello, thank you, welcome to my world. There you go. So catching up to me. And I have to tell you, there have been many things that I have stated and done and said, and then all of a sudden they were, like, really hip to do. So, yeah, there you go. That's what I have to say. So, catching up to me. So, I have a handful of birthdays that I have to say shout out to. So, my nephew, Sam, my nephew, my tech, who I've just found out actually is more like me than I could even begin to imagine. I was talking to my sister-in-law the other day, this is over the weekend, and I said to her, well, there's a 50-50 chance, 60-40 chance, 70-30 chance that I'm going to be there. She goes, the chances are getting better by the minute. And she said, it's really funny that you're giving me percentages because Sam always gives me percentages. And I said, well, there you go. He's got to get it from someone. Why not me? So I thought that was hysterical. So his birthday's on the 22nd. He's going to be 17. Oh, my God. Very funny. Sweetheart of a boy. So happy birthday, Sammy. I have to say happy birthday to RN. His birthday was on the 14th. Happy birthday to SM, whose birthday was yesterday. Love you guys. And
Okay, so a couple of quick announcements. I have a show coming up June 25th. Energy is one of the pieces in that show, prints only, and then one painting that I recently did called The Rip that was based on the Nepal earthquake. It was a spontaneous painting, and it's in that show because when the curator of that show visited my studio, it was still on the wall, and she said, I want show. I said, all right, you got it. So unframed, unstretched, just going to hang it on the wall. How cool is that? Well, that doesn't happen too often, right? But that was very cool. So the next show is June 30th, which is a Tuesday. So June 25th is a Thursday. June 30th is a Tuesday. The 25th, I believe, is 6 to 8. The 30th, I believe, is it's either 6 to 9 or it's 7 to 9. I'm not sure. But I'm pretty sure that they'll be open later anyway. And that's in Port Washington. That was an invitational. So that show is kind of more important. And all the money is going to a fundraiser, of course, a fund that really needs the money, the Helen Keller Institute, because, you know, they need money right now, Helen Keller Institute. But at least it's going to a cause I believe in, and it's going for a good cause. So I really can't balk at that too much. So there you have it, a couple of really quick announcements. So if you're in the neighborhood, the 25th is in Great Neck, where I teach, and the other one is in Port Washington called Wit and Whim. And the one in Great Neck, I believe, is going to hang through the summer. It'll be there until September. And the Wit and Whim will be there for at least 6 weeks, a month to 6 weeks. I'm not exactly sure. So that's the story on that. There you have it. So yesterday I took this walk, and I have to tell you, I have a new dentist. And I've been told that my bone density in my mouth, if you didn't look at anything else, is that of a 20-year-old. I said, ooh, that's kind of cool. So I got a really good health checkup, whatever you want to call it. I got a great report from my new dentist. I have a new dentist. Because my dentist died a couple of years ago, and I have to say that although I went to the dentist probably a year and a half ago just for a cleaning, maybe a year and a half ago, and then I was like sort of searching for a new dentist. So I went to this new guy, and when I told him when I had my teeth cleaned last, he couldn't get over it. Now, I have to tell you, I've heard this before. This is not new news to me because I really do take good care of my chompers. And the best line that I've ever been told, which my brother repeats to me all the time, if anybody ever asks, how often should you floss? What teeth should you floss? Well, there was a dentist that told me as a kid, just floss the ones you want to keep. So I was talking to my new dentist, and I said something to him along that line. He says, you're a little hard on your teeth. You have to be more gentle. And he actually told me I should only brush my teeth for the next couple of weeks at night and not in the morning. And he said, just rinse in the morning. And I'm thinking, well, that's not so cool. He's like, your teeth are clean. He said, you don't even need a cleaning. He said, you have really, really, really healthy teeth and gums. And he said, your bone density is like that of a 20-year-old. And I was like going, well, that's kind of cool. I guess that's really good news, right? I don't know. It makes me laugh because here he is, you know, cleaning my teeth and it didn't hurt. There was nothing. There was no pain. It was like, that was like the easiest visit of my life. So I've been trying to figure out getting braces. And he's telling me I don't need braces. Now, I've been told by a few people I don't need braces. But in order to close the gap that I don't like, do like braces. Now, I'm not a candidate for Invisalign because my bottom teeth are so perfect that they can't pull in my top teeth because my bite is perfect. I'm like going, okay, so I'm perfect with spaces. Well, I want to fix those spaces because my mom's been telling me that it's only going to get worse as I get older and I would have a better smile. So he's like, smile for me. And he says, well, if you were my kid, I probably wouldn't tell you to fix it. I would tell you to this, this, and this. So I think I've decided now what I'm going to do. And, yeah, it made me laugh. The whole thing was, like, really funny. So here's this dentist telling me, don't brush so much. And he said, you really do take good care. I was, like, going, well, you know, what are you going to do? You got to take good care of certain things, right? If you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else, right? Isn't it the thing on the plane? They tell you, listen, if in the case of an emergency, those masks drop down, put it on you first, and then help the people around you. Because if you can't breathe, how can you help anybody else? Here's another funny thing. I was talking to my brother, David, and he was telling me a story about a woman that works for him, and she's got this issue with headaches. And as I'm listening to him talk about her, I can't even tell you that my heart was breaking. And I said to him, can I have her phone number? I want to help her. And I know that he probably thinks I'm crazy, and I'm sure that he was kind of like, huh? And I was like, then give her my number. Just tell her to call me. I think I can help her. I want to help her. Because if I can help somebody, I want to help them. That's just the way I am. And so, I don't know, her problem is headaches. Now, I am not a doctor by a long shot, but that doesn't mean that I don't have spiritual gifts. I believe I do. And I think I can help her. So, thusly, I want to. Anyway, so I really do hope that he gives me her number. Just one of those things. So my nephew had his birthday party. He had a pool party on Sunday. Because I guess this weekend coming up is Father's Day, and I don't know, he wanted his pool party on that date. He chose the date. So the 13th was his pool party. So I told my sister-in-law I'd come and I would just be crowd control and hang out with her. Because I always like to go up there and hang out with her anyway. I miss my family sometimes so much. As my brother, one lives in Wisconsin and the other two are in Croton. But if I don't go up and see them, I don't see them. And if I don't call, I don't always hear from them. And it makes me a little sad because I want it so. I went up and I hung out with my sister-in-law. And so it's just a nice, you know, just nice time hanging with the family. And I don't know, my nephew, who is going to be 17, it was just, I don't know, I find that his company has gotten much, much better. And I love to see my niece as well. The whole thing, I just like being around my family, even if there's no conversation, even if I'm sitting by the pool and reading a book. Which I haven't done recently because, number one, he had his pool party. Number two, I got there too late. And then number three, I don't really want to sit in the sun so much as I, 90 seconds, as much as I just want to be around family. It's just being in their company that makes me happy, you know. And then I go home, and I haven't been home in 2 days. And my cat was like, he just misses me so much. I guess I get it. I understand. I know what it's like. So, yeah. So, anyway. And then yesterday I had a really nice long, long, long chat with my mom. Yeah. Well, anyway. So, family. What are you going to do? Love my family. Love your family. It's always a good thing. And then when people have problems with their family, it's really hard. It's terrible. I can't even imagine. So, and I know people that are like that. So, anyway, don't take things for granted. Always be grateful and thankful. I have lots of people to be grateful and thankful for and to. And I think I let them know it on a pretty regular basis. What else? I can say it is a beautiful, glorious day. I'm going to have to move my car because there are signs everywhere that said no parking on Wednesday. Wednesday, the hell? So funny how things go. Anyway, so enjoy the day. I hope you come out to my shows in 10 seconds. Thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of the Lisa Lisa Show saying thank you. Have a fabulous day and happy solstice. It's not there yet, but we're getting to it. All right. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.